What's up? What's up? It's your audible boot thing, Amber Smiles Jones, here on my station, Professionally Silly, recorded with the Anchor app. And if you've always wanted your own podcast, Anchor is definitely the place to get started. But before we get started, please take a second to click that subscribe or favorite button so that you can be notified when I post my podcast episodes. And be sure to check out my past episodes if you haven't heard those yet, because I definitely keeps the silly coming. That being said, let's jump right into it. Morgan Freeman is in the news, and not for his relaxing voice that always seems the calmest when he narrates, but he's actually being accused of sexual harassment and inappropriate comments by 8 different women. Now, the Oscar winner's alleged, and I repeat, alleged inappropriate behavior occurred on set with female members of the production staff, with employees at Revelations Entertainment, a production company the 80-year-old started in 1996 with a business partner. I gotta tell you, I am hella bothered by this. It sucks that this is going on in the news right now, because Morgan Freeman is like the world's grandpa. And nobody wants to believe that the grandpa is able to do the things that they're accusing him of. You know, it sucks. And I hate that I even have to share this, but it's what's happening. And we're talking about the guy who taught us about penguins. Penguins, man. Penguins. Damn it. You know, I need a second. I'll be right back, guys. This sucks. Sucks that we're even discussing this right now, but let's go ahead and get back into it. The hashtag MeToo movement has encouraged many women to step forward, and if it's proven that Freeman is guilty for those allegations, dude, it would suck. It would just suck. You know, they got Cosby, okay, and he was pretty much like the world, like America's dad, America's black dad. And when we found out what he did, it was like a slap in the face to all of us. You know, and it just sucks because I grew up looking up to both of these men in more ways than one, as entertainers and also as just black successful people who chased the dream and got it. You know what I'm saying? So now they're after my grandpa, the world's grandpa, the man who taught me about penguins. You know what I mean? And I gotta say, as for Cosby, let's just face it, he lived a full fucking life. And by the time all these allegations came out and came to public and all that, it's too late. He's not even gonna pay for it. He's on house arrest. He won't even do prison time. And it sucks, man. He really let everybody down. But I gotta say, I feel a bit differently about Morgan Freeman. Freeman had this to say, and I quote, "I am devastated that 80 years of my life is at risk of being undermined in the blink of an eye. But I also want to be clear. I did not create unsafe work environments. I did not assault women. I did not offer employment or advancement in exchange for sex. Any suggestion that I did so is completely false." Now, CNN said 8 people told the network that they were victims of what some labeled harassment and others called inappropriate behavior by Freeman. It said that 8 others told the network they witnessed the actor's alleged misconduct, but CNN has also said other sources denied having seen any questionable behavior by the actor, and that those sources describe him as being professional, you know, on set as well as in office. So I don't know, like, who do we believe here? You know what I'm saying? Like, who do we believe here? What's really going on? You got some people saying this and some people saying that. But, you know, we're getting the he said, she said version right now. Now, Freeman said he's someone who feels he needs to try to make women and men feel appreciated and at ease around him. And as part of that, he would often try to joke and compliment women, you know, and what he thought was a lighthearted, you know, in a humorous way. Now, this is what he says, and I quote, "Clearly, I was not always coming across the way I intended, and that is why I apologized Thursday and will continue to apologize to anyone I might have upset that I might have upset, however, unintentionally, Freeman says. And he said this this past Friday. I'm going to be honest with you guys, okay? I am on Team Freeman on this one. I got to say this. What's inappropriate now wasn't considered inappropriate back then. Let me explain, okay? You have to understand, this is a different time. He's 80 years old. He's set in his ways, and I'm not saying that it's an excuse for him, you know, to make women feel uncomfortable with what he says, but I don't think his intent is to make anyone uncomfortable. But, you know, when an old man says anything to you, ladies, let's be honest, it makes us uncomfortable. It does, you know? And the thing that really pisses me off is that they're hella crucifying him. My question is, now, think about this. Trump actually admitted that he grabs women by their pussies. You remember this? You remember this? He even admitted that he walks in, or he walked in on women on purpose when they were changing so he could see them naked. Okay, now it's kind of sad to me that Stormy Daniels, a porn star, is the only one with the balls to do something. She's going after the president. She's actually going after the president of the United States. I say hip hip hooray for the porn star. Now, I honestly believe that this is a witch hunt on Morgan Freeman. They're crucifying him for things he said, not things he did. You know, and the thing that pisses me off the most is that there are women who are actually being raped or touched inappropriately, and yet these women go after an old black man who was famously known. And to be completely honest with you, you know, I think that the reason that they're going after him is because he's a rich black man. And if it's not about race, it is damn sure about money. Let's be real. Now, I don't want anyone to take advantage of the hashtag MeToo movement. Words are words. Sticks and stones, motherfucker. Like, I learned this when I was like 2. Okay, you can walk away from words. You know, I honestly believe that these women may be taking advantage, you know, of the hashtag MeToo movement. Now, remember, there are some people saying that this happened and some people saying that it didn't happen. Now, when it came to Cosby, everybody was saying it was happening. Think about that. Harvey Weinstein, everybody said it was happening. Think about it. You see what I'm saying? I say focus on the men who actually did something, but you dumbasses elected him into office, so... You know, I want to know what you guys think, you know, about these Morgan Freeman accusations. You know, do you think he's guilty of what he's being accused of? Do you think he's innocent? And why? You know, I want to know what's on your minds. This podcast is for you guys too, not just for me. So feel free to call in and share. I want to know your opinions. And for all of you who don't have the Anchor app, I now have a Google Voice number. Yes, I do. So you can now leave me messages. 805-664-1828. 805-664-1828. You know, and if you can, try to keep your calls 60 seconds or less so I can share your opinion right here on the Professionally Silly podcast, or even on my YouTube channel, also called Professionally Silly. So call in and verbally join the Smile Squad. I want to know what's on your brains. You know, and I also want to take a moment and thank you all for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor or whichever auditory platform you choose, because your Audible Boo Thing is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, Pocket Podcast, and Overcast. That's right, as expanding, understand? And if you're already a member of the Smile Squad, I appreciate your support. And if this is your first time listening to the station, thank you so much for joining me. You know, and if you haven't already, go ahead and tap that subscribe or or favorite button so you can be notified whenever I upload my weekly episodes. Also, if you want to follow me on my other social medias, you can. You can just go ahead and type in True Smiles Jones. Just take the E out the true. Or you can just look me up, Amber Smiles Jones, and I should be right there. Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Periscope, Facebook, all that. You know, and I have clickable links in the description box of all my videos on my YouTube channel, Professionally Silly. So, what you waiting on? Get the following.